With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We got a lot of stuff we've been talking about. We certainly did talk about maybe the end finally to the stalemate over the Pennsylvania budget. That would be a very good thing. That is moving towards, it looks like, some kind of an agreement.
But that's not all.
The U.S. government shutdown.
Yeah.
That could be ending. There's some question over whether they should be sending this back to the Senate now. I don't know if you saw this in the House. There's a provision in there that if anybody had any kind of, you know, records subpoenaed or looked at, you know, from January 6th, that they may get payouts of like $500,000 trying to enrich some Senate Republicans who were being looked at because of their actions on January 6th. There are some who are saying, you know, you got to throw this back. That's ridiculous. Is this just another grift? The Republicans in this administration have been grifting for money all along. Anyway, that's up in the air. This new U.S. Congresswoman is finally going to be sworn in. Now there's word, there's rumors. Nancy Mace, one of those who wants has a signature on the Epstein release of records petition, may be doing some deal where she would not sign that to get stuff that she wants. Isn't that something? Someone who claimed that this was so important to her because she claims to have been a victim of sexual violence, who would turn her back on victims of sexual violence. But
some people have said they've wondered, why is Mike Johnson suddenly like, let's open up, let's do it. Yeah, I'm on board all of a sudden.
I mean,
and they think it's because there might have been some deals worked
so
out.
So crazy.
Which is, yeah, it's
so
very
crazy. We're seeing more and more that there is some real bad stuff in there. There is some real bad stuff in there. And if he is indeed planning to commute her sentence and allow Ghislaine Maxwell out, I would hope that every single one of you MAGA folks and Trump supporters would be furious enough to call for him to be bounced out. I don't believe you're going to. But anybody who would protect a child predator and sexual abuser and trafficker is a bridge too far. And I hope that they would say, that's enough. We're done. But I don't think it will be. All right, let's get into just something that is going to happen more and more. And are you ready for it, folks? And are you okay with it? We're talking about artificial intelligence. Never mind that it's going to take half of our jobs in no time. I mean, it's not even funny. It actually is scary how drastically this is all going to impact.
And how fast it's coming
your life, my life. My kids' lives, your grandchildren's lives, but also it could put out of work singers and musicians. We're talking about a country music song that is at the top of the U.S. sales chart right now. It is a song called Walk My Walk. The group is Breaking Rust, and they're not even real. Do we have some of that for you?
Oh, we have some of it. Again, this is artificial intelligence.
You can kick rocks if you don't like how I talk. I'm gonna keep on talking and walk my walk. Ain't changing my tone, ain't changing my song. I was born this way, been loud too long. You can hate my style, you can roll your eyes, but I ain't slowing down. I was born to rise, so kick them rocks if you don't like how I talk. I'm gonna keep on talking and walk my walk.
Oh my gosh. So there are a bunch of artists that I would say could do that song and sound very much like it, but you know what? The record labels would have to pay them.
Yeah.
They'd have to get a cut of it. They're not going to be able to make any money, are they, though, if they go on tour? No.
That's what I don't understand. There's another app. I'm going to play with an app. You're going to help me here.
Okay.
Because when I first heard some of this, actually, when I first started seeing people posting pictures, weird pictures, I asked it to make a picture of a dog that farts fire or whatever, and there'd be like a dog in flames, and it looks realistic. I thought, well, who has access to this technology? And when I started to dig, I realized we all do. Not that I'd make that picture. It was just an example.
Right.
When you hear this breaking rust and you're like, well, yeah, but that's probably music producers and songwriters. No. I don't think that's the case at all. In fact, there's an app. It's called, I believe it's called Sora. There's Sona and Sora. Let me make sure I got the right app here. Sora. Just give me a type of song. What do you want to do? A country song, pop song, rock song? What do you want to do? Tell me the type. Give me a genre, Nancy.
Do a pop song.
Pop song. Okay. Pop song by a female or male singer. Let's see.
Let's do female.
Female singer. And just give me some absurd stuff that we could have it. Let's talk about the federal budget.
No, really? Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. We'll do the federal budget.
About the
federal.
How about this? The government shutdown.
We don't care about health care.
Shut down.
Republicans don't care about health care. How about that?
You want to make it partisan?
Why not?
All right. Well, let's do this. Republicans
don't care about your health care.
This is all Nancy's song.
They don't care about your health care.
Health care. And let's just also throw in.
And want you to die.
Let's get a little dark. How about this?
John, I did that for you.
And puppies are cool. I'm just going to add that. So this is what we have. A pop song, female singer singing about the government shutdown. Republicans don't care about healthcare and puppies are cool. You hit the create button. I don't know how long this is going to take, but it says your groove is on its way. So we'll just sit here and wait. Last time I used this, it says strumming up something special. It happened within like 3 minutes, so it might
take a little while.
I don't think it's going to.
Well, here's the thing, though. So in addition to the artist here singing on that song and on the music as well, you've got movies where they can have artificial intelligence actors. All of a sudden, we could be entertained by things that aren't even real people. Does it matter? Does your brain take it the same way? Does it matter that we don't employ people anymore?
By the way, it's done.
Oh, okay. The song is done. Ding! Like it's in the toaster oven.
I'm just going to play it off my phone again.
There's no swears in it, right?
I hope not.
Okay.
Johnny, be ready. Here we go.
Okay.
Very Madonna-esque.
Waiting for a Star to Fall. It's kind of like that song.
Here it comes. It's here.
You think? God.
Don't be too greedy. Copies are precious. Love them to death. The Republican Party's playing chess with our health care.
Crazy, right? Checkmate. We haven't even hit the hook yet. Again, the song was about...
For all those parodies Rush Limbaugh used to do.
This is crazy.
He could have done those in 2 minutes every day.
But again, that was... You talk about 60...
That's going to put Jumpin' Jeff and the Whack Jobs out of business.
I think you already did. I think they're all AI.
No, I think all AI already.
The speed of it is wild, too, because, you know, I said it might take 3 or 4 minutes. It took us longer to come up with what the song was going to be about. So when I hear this, again, this AI artist, this is where this started, AI performance or whatever it is by Breaking Rust. Again, this isn't a real person, but this is... Like, I don't even think they're writing it.
You can kick rocks if you don't like how I talk.
All it's going to do is be like, what are some, like, tropes in country music?
Right.
Dirt and rocks.
Right, you could just say,
and
do a pop song that it sounds like something about getting broken up with. Or someone cheats on you and you get revenge.
Think about the possible, like, because from a creative point of view, this is very frustrating, probably for everybody, myself included. If you're a creative type, you hear this and you go, we're being replaced. But from a user point of view, who would be into this? Can you imagine being teenage Nancy and going through a breakup?
Right.
And being able to tell your phone to write you 5 or 6 songs that are specifically about how much of an ass the guy was.
Right.
And they're all different. And now you have a soundtrack about your
you
breakup.
Go listen to it over, like, and over
there's
again.
There's a lot of personal
Someone
things.
Someone said Randy Travis has a song. He cannot sing since a stroke, but they've used his voice. Which, it's a real person and you've used their voice to produce something. And that, to me, at least has some authenticity to it outside of a nameless, faceless disembodied voice somewhere.
Right. I think we're going to see a lot more. I don't know what happens now. Remember, I mean, Kiss signed over their digital rights and we all thought, oh, it was like a big deal.
Right.
What's going to happen? Probably new Kiss songs that sound just like Kiss songs.
Now, how about John Lennon songs? How about Jim Morrison songs? How about, you know, you can
years,
have all of them.
Years ago, I said, I think the future is going to be about everyone having ownership of their rights.
Yeah, but
just
no
like
one's,
artists.
No one's going to have a job anymore.
Well, but do you? Here's a question. Here's a real, like, I think it's a philosophical question. Do we need new stars? Do we need new music in the world if we have access to new music from every artist that ever lived?
See, I would think you still do.
You would think?
Yes. And I do want a world where people are employed. I really do. So you might go, this is cool. I like it. Who cares about them? They make so much money. But we're going to see AI taking over many of our jobs. I mean, right now, you could literally not even have real people in a studio. You could run down the top 10 stories that are going on through a system, and it will bring you fake people talking about the news. That's crazy.
And by the way, there's a self-awareness that is a little bit lacking, but there's a clip. If you go on YouTube, it's really fascinating. Look up, there's a clip of AI podcasters find out they're AI.
That's funny. They have the realization that they're not real.
And I guess they're told they're going to be turned off. Mm-hmm. And so it's like it sounds insane.
That is funny.
But they're just like, so what happens to us?
Yeah. Where are we going?
Like, they
this
know they're
terrible. Then you feel bad.
It is a little bit heart-wrenching.
It's not, though, because it's not even real.
I know, but it feels real.
It's kind of like when I say something rude to Alexa, and then I feel bad afterwards.
And then she texts
me. Not that I do that often, but.
Can you talk to Nancy? She's hurting my feelings.
Yeah. All right.
I said the kitchen lights, idiot.
Are you all for AI-generated singers, songs, movies, actors and actresses?
This is the scary part, though. Like, no one wants that, but it's just like how people go.
I don't know. Maybe they do.
But people who say things like, oh, that's not real music. Real music has instruments. And guess what that argument did? Nothing. Mm. You have computers making music and have been making music. So I feel like this is just the next. And I don't know what happened. But I feel like
what happens
the human
next,
factor
people?
is getting cut out.
Yeah.
I get like this, and I it's like I embrace AI because I'm trying to understand what the hell to do with it. Because if you don't need creative people say, oh, you need someone who has the idea. I mean, I hate to tie it into this. We played a clip of President Trump saying he's a great builder by pointing out, oh, I want that to look like that. Some people say you're not a builder. You're an interior designer.
You're an imitator.
So am I a creator if I come up with an idea for something and then AI makes it?
No. But you could have a job in knowing the prompts. The prompts are important when it comes to AI. And there are people who specialize in prompting.
So it's one of those things where, like, I don't know. But again, I feel like if the creative idea can be, replaced by AI, so can the person doing the
absolutely
prompt. So.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about something else. Lackawanna County. Lackawanna County. One of their lawyers has broached the subject of a delay in reassessment of property values. We do know that pretty soon Tom Welby should be sworn in there. Brenda Sacco is the temporary majority commissioner, along with Chris Shermack, the Republican. And both of them are now the majority, and Bill Gaughan's kind of the odd man out. I'm interested to see what happens when Tom Welby gets in there. Since there'll be two Democrats, would they be the majority commissioners? Anyway, we'll find out. But we do know Tom Welby, when he was running, talked about possibly pausing reassessment. We know Chris Shermack would like to do the same. And it looks like a county lawyer wrote a letter saying the county wants to push back the reassessment date to January 1st of 2027, a full year back. Now, it's a court order that has mandated the county do reassessment because it's been 60 years. And it has been unfair that some property owners are bearing the burden because others have not had to change or pay any more. So the county attorney says the county wants to wants the delay to fix what they call a defect in notices sent to taxpayers. He says that they should have contained current and proposed property values, but you only got the new values. He also believes that local governments and the school district should have received notices. They could appeal them, but they did not. I don't know what's stopping them from doing it now. So, and by November 15th, they need to have the new values in place, and they could do a mass, email or mailing about that. So he has this attorney written the letter to the attorney who sued the county on behalf of those clients to force the reassessment. So, he is telling her that they need that time. And according to WVIA in their story, they were not able to get a comment from the attorney for the Community Justice Project. And that's the group that was successful in forcing this reassessment. So, look, the county agreed to this back in 2022. And it was supposed to start in 2026. So it'll be interesting to find out. Chris Shermack voted against reassessment. That's an easy position to take when you're in the minority, knowing the other two will. I mean, we all know it's time that they reassessment. If you don't think so, then you're just someone who's obviously been going, paying a lot less than you probably should. But I wonder, Tom Welby, he ran on a possible pause. Is he going to push for it? And look, they can push for it all they want. This thing ends up in court, it might be thrown back in their face. Who knows?
I wonder if that would happen. If it were to be paused, then courts get involved. Then they come. They come back and then go, oh, by the way, now everyone owes 3 months.
I don't anticipate that this attorney for this group that forced this thing and has been waiting since 2022 is going to say, yeah, go ahead, take another year off. I just don't see that happening. Maybe they'll negotiate something out.
Yeah.
Or maybe it'll be see you in court. We'll see.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
A lot of people talking about Epstein, especially if we see the House go back in session. Will they be actually all, you know, putting together that petition, get the extra signature of the new congresswoman who is finally going to be sworn in? It's been a long time waiting for her as well. Anyway, there's some rumor out there that perhaps Nancy Mace may strike some deal to take her name off that petition. We'll see. Who knows, you know, what that's about. That would be not very shocking. She has, I got to be honest with you, with her current behavior recently, something that happened at an airport, it seems like she is really having some issues.
She's very good at getting the world to look at her and go, well, what's going on there?
But the situation is we could be close to actually getting a push to see those records. And I think we should be able to. But there's more news coming out, a number of headlines today, that Jeffrey Epstein mentioned Donald Trump multiple times in private emails. And these are new releases that Democrats on the House Oversight Committee were able to get from the Epstein estate. So they were released today. They subpoenaed Epstein's estate earlier this year. So they are also emails to longtime Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell, convicted of sex trafficking after Epstein's death, and the author Michael Wolff. There were conversations in which Epstein asserts Trump spent significant time with a woman whom Oversight Dems describe as a victim of Epstein's sex trafficking. The emails also include a message in which Epstein asserts Trump knew about the girls, seemingly in reference to Trump's claim that he kicked Epstein out of his Mar-a-Lago club for poaching young women who worked there. Anyway, we'll wait to see if after there is a swearing in of the newest member of Congress, if there is any movement on that discharge petition. Remains to be seen. A couple messages from folks this morning on the local front regarding Kyle Rittenhouse.
Yep.
A couple of you have checked in. Hey, did you hear about the story? He's going to be at the Woodlands with a group called NEPA Republicans. This is a political rally. The Woodlands Inn has agreed to have him there and this group there November 22nd after an event that was planned in Alabama. There was so much blowback to a venue there. They decided to bring it into Luzerne County.
Rittenhouse has an open date. Alabama canceled. Bring him here.
I mean, he's what, too extreme for Alabama. Bring him to Luzerne County.
Yeah.
Rittenhouse shot 3 people, killing 2 with an assault rifle during protests of a police shooting that took place in Kenosha, Wisconsin, August of 2020. He was acquitted of the charges. He is no hero. I mean, that he is no hero. This is why there's blowback to this. Someone else texted us earlier when we talked about this to say, I'm a Republican, but I do not understand why other Republicans, you know, put him up as a hero. They do not consider him a hero either. Now, the Republican Party of Luzerne County has made it very, very clear they have no involvement, affiliation, or connection with this NEPA Republicans event. So who is NEPA Republicans? They are an independent group of Republicans across Northeast PA. They say that they identify as conservatives, MAGA, and America First voters. Now, the statement came from Lee Ann McDermott of the Luzerne County Republican Committee, said, "I want to make it absolutely clear the Luzerne County Republican Committee is not associated with this event in any capacity." Now, who is involved? Teddy Daniels, a Republican candidate for Pennsylvania Lieutenant Governor back in 2022, listed as master of ceremonies for this event. T.J. Fitzgerald is founder and chairman of NEPA Republicans. So there's a lot of controversy about it coming here. There's controversy about Rittenhouse and this group appearing at the Woodlands. And I don't think the group itself would be in trouble if they were there themselves. It's the Rittenhouse factor.
Yeah.
Just so you know, Kyle Rittenhouse, as much as Luzerne County Republicans want to distance themselves from him, he did sit down to eat, I did check this to make sure, with Donald Trump for dinner after he was acquitted. So you can distance yourself, but the guy in charge of your party didn't distance himself from Kyle Rittenhouse.
You said something I said to someone who texted, I think it was the same text, that even if you give Kyle Rittenhouse every benefit of the doubt, plus the acquittal, he's still not a hero. To me, he's not a hero. If anything, if you're looking up to him and saying, I want to hear his story, it's because you obviously see yourself potentially in a similar situation where you're going to be in a bad situation and say, hey, that was self-defense. That's a weird way to live your
life. Well, look, the person who texted said, well, if you ever have to use it in self-defense, look, I'm not going to drive to a protest in another state looking for trouble with a gun. I'm not. So if you want to look at Kyle Rittenhouse as some sort of hero who went to a place, I believe, looking for trouble and found it, it's a very different situation than I'm in my house and I use a weapon because someone is trying to break in. There is a very distinct difference. If you don't see it, you don't see it. It's crazy, but
that being
it is what it is. Someone else said, the Rittenhouse rally, it's mind-blowing. They'll wonder why they got destroyed in the last election.
Yeah, like for my own personal consistency, let them have the event. I won't go. I know people probably have a great time. I won't be one of them, but I think it's interesting. Just watch who goes and then kind of make your mind up if you want to associate yourself with
them. These are extreme people.
Yeah, I personally don't like canceling events because I think it's good to sometimes see who does what and who supports what, but I could go to that event 100 times over. I'm not going to change my mind on it.
We do know that backlash on businesses due to politics can certainly happen, and it can harm a business or a product. Some of you checking in on the Rittenhouse situation, someone goes, Kyle found not guilty. What more do you need to know? Just because someone's found not guilty doesn't always mean they're not guilty of something. Maybe just not in the eyes of the law. So very questionable, the circumstances surrounding why he even went there.
I just wonder what he brings to the table, too. It's just, you know, his defense had an argument that worked. That's the story, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, OJ got off, too. So, you know, whatever it may be, I think there's something wrong with, hey, I don't like these protesters. I don't like these protests. I'm going to get my gun. I'm going to go create a situation where then I can say, I need to protect myself. And that's a dangerous situation. All right, on to other things. Geisinger is looking at bringing a neonatal intensive care unit to the Geisinger Community Medical Center in Scranton. This is really much needed. There is one at Geisinger, Wyoming Valley. That obviously is a longer travel distance for people in Scranton and, north of Scranton as well. They do say it would be within their current footprint, but Scranton's mayor, Paige Cognetti, did confirm that they are looking at zoning changes in that area to accommodate a physical expansion. because they do want to address what's going on with the healthcare needs of the community. We do have an issue and hopefully some solution in the recent tenor deal for the Commonwealth hospitals there. But a NIC unit would be a nice addition because really right now everything is at that one facility for Geisinger. And they do say that currently the only NICU in Scranton is at Regional Hospital. That is at the Scranton Moses Taylor Hospital campus. And there is a pending deal that is going on with Tenor Health. And there's been a financial struggle there. And I guess some questions maybe, who knows, is there a possibility that NIC unit won't be there anymore? Don't know about that. But they say that, you know, what would happen with the NIC unit? Renovations are underway, according to the Geisinger press release, to add 19 new postpartum beds and more pre- and post-operative care to the Geisinger CMC labor and delivery capacity. And they say that's expected to be completed in April. So just some new stuff that's coming there. They're also adding 24 emergency medicine treatment areas to the first floor. And that's desperately needed. I know of people who have had to go to that hospital and you're in the hallway many times. They don't have the capacity.
That is hospitals in general, it seems.
Yeah.
2025.
So they are moving some of their outpatient specialty services from the Geisinger CMC to the West Olive Street facility, which I would wholeheartedly think is obviously a very good idea. I have been in that Olive Street location.
Yep.
It is a vast place that has very few people. And so, you know, there's space there and that makes sense. They're moving that there. They also at Geisinger CMC had that cancer area. A lot of the oncology and such was also at the hospital. They've moved that over to the new cancer center, which is very nice. I've been in there. It's right back by where Gibbons Ford, by the way, Gibbons Ford now is a new name.
Tasca.
Things are changing constantly. But anyway, that's on Commerce Boulevard. Really moving a lot of the stuff around to make additional space there at Geisinger CMC. I'll be interested to see what happens with Tenor Health and those locations as well. So that's the latest update for you on that business front. Meanwhile, we just wanted to mention, I did see a post on Facebook about the Atrium in Kingston.
Yeah, announcing they're closing.
Yeah, the Atrium in Kingston is closing, and they say they are going to focus on two other locations that they run, which are more profitable. So yesterday was the last day for serving there. So just a heads up there in case you were hoping to go or going somewhere else. They're going to concentrate on their other locations. As I mentioned, there's Ollie's in Edwardsville and Market Street Burgers in Kingston.
I wonder what the reason, specific reason is. You see restaurants do this where they say, we're closing tomorrow, or we're closing, today was our last day. Is it that you don't want the public to come in and try to like make you feel so bad that you want to reopen, or you make a decision, or is it just for staffing purposes? Because I always feel bad in situations where if you're away for a day, you're not paying attention, you miss getting a chance to say goodbye to these people who are part of your life.
Right, right. So
I don't know what the answer is. It's sad to see those places go.
Meanwhile, Mega Millions jackpot. It has grown to $965 million for Friday's drawing. There was not a winner from last night's. So there, you know, we're already up almost to $1 billion. Is that going to make you go for the, aren't they the $5 tickets now? They're the expensive ones.
Somehow the lottery, which used to seem to me very simple, like just pick six numbers.
It's
gotten complicated so much so that we can't get a winner anymore and the jackpots get bigger.
It's crazy. So. All right, a quick look at the weather. Usually Snedeker's here, but he's off today. Allie says cloudy, a few snow and rain showers. Today's high 44. Partly cloudy tonight, the low 35. Some morning clouds and sprinkles Thursday, then sun in the afternoon. Thursday's high 46. The outlook for Friday, partly sunny and a high of 48 degrees.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, we're almost done here. The lights are on. Bob comes in and all of a sudden it's TV time. I get blinded. He knows I get ocular migraine. So why not put the lights right in my eyes for the last 2 minutes?
You looked at her charts, Bob.
Turn the light off.
Ocular migraine. I've never even heard of that word.
Bright lights do trigger my migraines. I'm serious. He literally turned it on in my face.
You would have.
You want to give me a headache.
It's a Oh my God!
No, I hate it when
you all. I've had this all my life. Unfortunately,
like, you've had Trump derangement syndrome your whole life.
Well, the bright lights have always caused me issues with my eyes. So anyway, it's time for us to play a little game, and it's not blind the host.
It's the celebrity birthday game.
All right,
I'm over here, Nancy.
It is. Now that the lights are off, I feel like I'm seeing spots everywhere. It is November the 12th, celebrating birthdays. These celebrities, Jason guesses the age.
Question mark, celebrities?
2 years, right? Nadia.
Big old loser.
Nadia Comăneci.
I'm just going to say she's gymnast. 10. Because she was a 10.
She's a perfect 10, yes.
Yeah. In gymnastics as a teenager, right? She's going to be about 68.
She is 64.
One year I'll get her right.
Anne Hathaway, actress.
46.
43.
Oof.
Here's one I don't think people celebrate. They might run and hide. Tanya Harding has a birthday today.
Not a pop singer, but she had one big hit. Hey, anything? No?
God.
No? Fair enough. Tanya Harding, she's probably like 55.
She is 55. Good for you. The great Al Michaels, sportscaster.
Probably also today. 55 plus 30. It's my game, Bob. 82 in a second.
What did you say? Guess?
He might be.
I said 82. What did you say?
78.
No, he's
81. Hey, I got that.
There you go. Sammy Sosa.
Puff my chest out. Yeah, I knew Al Michaels.
Sammy Sosa.
By the way, Google picture of Sammy Sosa 2025. It's what a transformation that guy's made. Looks totally different. You wouldn't even recognize him.
All right.
Sammy Sosa is now 60.
57, close.
Oh.
Neil Young.
It's deceptive because that's just
a name.
Composer,
singer, guitarist.
He's been dead for years.
No. Neil Young, he's Canadian, lives forever. I think that's how that works. No, it's vampires. Neil Young. 80.
He is 80. Good for you. Right on the dough. Okay, one more. Ryan Gosling.
big comeback. Like Ryan Gosling, he's like my, he's 45. my age. I would say he's 50.
45. Bob got it right because he's a Ryan Gosling fan.
Well, you
watched
win,
The Notebook over and over again, didn't you? That's your kind of movie.
Bob, because he's won, you get to take over.
Because you know why I like him? He filmed he did a movie in this area.
All right, because he did a movie in this area. Yeah. Oh, that's right. You were really into movies in this area, Bob. Right. It is 9 o'clock. If it's your birthday, happy birthday. If it's your anniversary, have a happy anniversary.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.